I know you've had a chance to chat with Jeff and Ryan yesterday. We're very, very excited to have Devin here. I'm going to turn it over to him now, and then we'll open it up to questions after he says a few words.
Appreciate that. I just want to start off by saying thanks for having me here. You know, I don't know much about Phoenix, and I'm looking to learn. I'm blessed to have this opportunity to play here, and you know, I can't wait to be involved with the team. You know, I'm going to bring a winning attitude and a competitive spirit, as I did at Kentucky, and you know, I just can't wait to, you know, make a brotherhood with these other teammates, which are a lot older than me. But you know, Eric tweeted me last night talking about he has a backpack ready for me. So, so I guess I got to get ready for my rookie duties. But you know, I just want to thank you guys for having me here.
Did you describe that backpack yet?
He hasn't described it. I can only imagine.
Just open it up for questions.
Devin, what was your first impression when you hear that you've been drafted by the Suns? What are the first thoughts, images that flash your mind?
I get that question a lot, but you know, it's tough to put into words because you know, I've wanted this dream my whole life. You know, I've worked so hard ever since I've been, you know, 5 years old. You know, I've been playing basketball. So to be in this position I am now, it really shows that, you know, hard work really does pay off. And you know, I'm happy to be around my family also. I have a great family around me that allowed me to be in this place, so I'm glad I get to celebrate with them.
When did you start to realize, hey man, I can shoot?
A little later. You know, growing up I was bigger than everybody, so you know, they throw you in the post when you're young. So, well, I was always a fan of two guards. Like, I grew up in Michigan, I was a fan of Rip Hamilton, and I wasn't even a shooting guard then. So I guess I've implemented a little bit of his game into mine just watching. So, but I say the shooting started, you know, right when I started playing AAU around 12 years old.
You mentioned, you know, being a part of a brotherhood, wanting to start with mm-hmm. every tweet from Eric. You know, kind of have a brotherhood with a lot of the Kentucky guys right here. How comforting is that to know you're coming to a situation where there's guys that have been in familiar situations as you walk your same road?
Right. I feel like it's going to make the transition easier for me. And you know, just a tweet like that, you know, it just shows you, you know, how they're here for me and they'll help my transition. But, you know, I know Archie a little bit. You know, he's kind of closer in age with me. No Brandon, you know, they've all been back to Kentucky. So, you know, I'm sure it's going to make that transition a little bit smoother.
Did Coach Cal say something
about coming to Phoenix? He didn't really say anything about coming to Phoenix. You know, he just told me that he was proud of me. And, you know, he just, you know, Cal says a lot. He's just talking about he was talking about the whole, you know, how some people think you have to go to school and just be the man, but you know, he just told me that, you know, Kentucky was the closest thing to an NBA team as possible and that it's gonna help me translate also.
When you were growing up, did you ever go to Europe and visit your dad? And I guess did you have any experiences that kind of resonate with you as far as I want to be a basketball player?
Definitely. And my mom never let me go to Russia when he was over there, but she ended up finally letting me go later in his career when he was playing in Italy, actually for Armani Jeans. So I got to meet Giorgio Armani, so that was neat. But yeah, my dad was actually playing with Danilo Gallinari when he was 18. So I think I was 12 at the time, and Danilo, you know, we played one-on-one, and it just gave me that drive to know that your dad's a professional basketball player and you see where the ball can take you, and it just makes you want to work that much harder.
You had an interesting journey when you were growing up. You were in Michigan,
right,
and then you went and stayed with your dad during high school.
Definitely.
What are the best traits you got out of each of your parents? You know, it's hard that they're sitting there.
Exactly. My mom said her jump shot.
I should answer this question very carefully.
Exactly. When I was being raised in Grand Rapids, you know, my dad was overseas playing a lot, so I only got to see him during the summer. So, you know, just seeing my mom come home and work hard for us every day, me and my brother and my sister, you know, it taught me that drive off the court, and, you know, just how hard she fought for us, and, you know, it meant a lot to me. And it made me want to work that much harder to be in a situation like I am now to take care of her. And then finally moved to Mississippi with my father. You know, it was a hard transition at first. I didn't like the school and everything, but ended up loving it. And, you know, he just taught me how to be an overall man, on and off the court. You know, I didn't even know how to hold my fork right. So he said I used to eat like a caveman. So, you know, he taught me so many things. And, you know, I credit both of my parents to my success, and I know I wouldn't be sitting here without them.
You watched Golden State, what they did this year. You joined running an up-tempo tune that has aspirations of a similar style. What do you think of that style? How do you look forward to that panel?
I love it. I mean, it's shooters thrive in a situation like this. You know, with having point guards like Eric and Brandon around, you know, it kind of reminds me of playing with Tyler. You know, they push the ball. You know, it's fast-paced offense, so I feel like there'll be a lot of shots.
How did your preparation change as a player since the end of your college season? What do you do to get ready to be a pro player?
There's a lot that changes. Starting with my diet, you know, that was the hardest transition I had to make. You know, in college, you know, you eat fast food every night. Well, I was. But so I actually started eating better after the season, you know, when I got ready for all the workouts. So that's probably been the hardest adjustment I had to make, is sticking towards a strict diet.
You said a lot, man, about your shot, your stroke, but if you were to talk about the other parts of your game, you think, that I could be more than just shooting basketball, especially
defensively. Definitely. I feel like in this league, you have to come in with a defensive mindset now, and, you know, a lot of players have showed that becoming an elite two-way player is really important, and it keeps you on the floor. You know, you can't just be a one-sided player. You know, you can't stay on the court that way. And, you know, I think I can surprise a lot of people. I think a lot of people are realizing, you know, I'm more athletic than they are saying I was. I can create better for others and for myself. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I want to do what the team needs me to do to win. I like my mechanics. It's just, you know, you have to stick to your fundamentals. You know, sometimes you get too complacent, too comfortable, and, you know, you start getting away from your fundamentals, and that's where things start going wrong. So now I just want to stick with my fundamentals and just shoot how I've been taught my whole life. You know, it's been working for me now, so just stick with it.
Devin, last night you talked about your impression of Coach Morrisek from your workout here. Can you share a little bit about that? And also, I think you said you were up for a shooting challenge with him.
I guess we talked about the shooting challenge. All right, he said I have to work my way up, though. I guess he said I have to go against Alex first. But, yeah, Coach was the only head coach that was out there running a workout. And, you know, I gained respect for him then. And we had conversations while we were there. And Eric was sitting right there and told him that we needed a shooter. And, you know, we made that happen. But, you know, I'm definitely excited to play for him.
You watch a lot of NBA film, and if so, are you looking at players that you model yourself on, or the way the game's played?
I watch mostly every two guard. You know, I use the Synergy app. You know, it worked well for me at Kentucky, where, you know, you can see anything you want on the app. You know, shooting off the dribble, shooting off a handoff. So I watch every two guard, not only because I want to see how they play offensively, but I'm gonna have to guard them. So, you know, try to play against their tendencies and things like that.
Now that the draft is over,
I actually realized that when I first got onto campus. When we're in open gyms and, you know, it's so competitive. You know, open gyms usually it's one-sided, or, you know, some people are competing, some people aren't. But with that group of guys, you know, it was always competitive, which, you know, made us successful how we were, because, you know, we always competed, but when we stepped off the floor, we understood that we had a brotherhood.
You were at 18, you're about a half century younger than me. But you don't come across to us at all as a experience. Where does that come from?
It comes from a lot. Trying to be like my older brother, I guess. You know, hanging around your older brother. He's 4 years older than me, so being around his friends growing up, and you learn how to be mature. And that plays into, like I said, when I moved down with my dad, you know, just teach me maturity. You know, he kind of made me independent, and, you know, he taught me traits that, you know, translate to this next level. I think it can, but overall, you know, I just want to come in and learn first, and learn and then implement my own playing style. And, you know, I'm always going to work hard. I always know that I have to work on something. So, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to keep working, and that's what I have to do.
Can you describe your competitive nature? Have you always been different on the court?
You can ask my brother. Everything we did was competitive growing up. He used to beat me in everything, but he used to. And, you know, I outgrew him a little bit, but everything I do is competitive, you know. video games, ping pong, just everything. And that's just the competitive nature I have. And, you know, it translates well to the court for me.
I'll just kick in that, obviously, you just listened to him for, I don't know, a half hour now answering your questions, and you think he's an 18-year-old kid. You know, it's surprising, but that's what we, you know, besides the basketball stuff that we saw as a young man that could be on our team and be part of our organization, that he's got the maturity that's somebody a lot older than that. I just want to say that, you know, again, you guys should all understand how excited everyone was to get him here on our team and see great things while done by him.
You touched on this a little bit around this today about the value of things like this as the game goes to where it is. What does he do to get you to a level, closer to that level, if not there?
Sure, yeah. You know, as I mentioned last night, I think when you watch the playoffs, you see the three-point shooting trends around the league, and that's become such an important part of the game. I think there's a lot more to Devin's game than that, obviously. But he's a guy that if you put him, you know, on the court today or tomorrow, as an 18-year-old guy, teams would respect him and respect his shot. We kind of hope they'd leave him open for jump shots, and we'd certainly take that. But even, you know, the threat of him or a player like him opens up the court, as he mentioned, for Eric and Brandon, those guys to drive. So you know, that'll be kind of his immediate role, immediate value. But, you know, one of the things that really impressed us in the workout process is there's a whole lot more to his game than you know, making spot-up shots. You know, his athleticism stood out. You know, his potential, his versatility, I guess, off the dribble and defensively was certainly a lot better than I think we thought going into the process. Like I mentioned last night, there was so much talent in Kentucky. They had tremendous success. They almost had a perfect season. The role he was used in was certainly appropriate. But I think sometimes when you get a guy like him who's dynamic and versatile outside of that system in the pre-draft workout process, you're able to see a lot more of what he can do, and we liked everything we saw.
Jeff, you kind of touched on it. You know, it doesn't seem like you're an average 18-year-old kid. How important is it to get a player that obviously has talent but has the character to want to even get better than what he is already?
Well, coaches love talent and good people. And the more you can have, the better. And, you know, we think that, you know, not only his ability, as it goes on through his career, I think he's going to become more and more of a leader. You know, we've been looking for guys that help, you know, be a leader for us. And you know, we've seen a couple of guys in the last year or so show signs of it. And we think Devin will be able to do that as it goes on in his career. And you know, those are the type of guys coaches love to have.
When you guys talked about him coming in and contributing immediately, is that more because of his makeup, you know, maturity-wise, or is that because of the experiences he's already had at Kentucky?
Well, you know, I guess we just talk about the potential for contribution. You know, nothing's given. He knows that. That's another one of the things that stood out throughout the pre-draft process, and you know, we do extensive background to Kentucky. And, you know, his work ethic and willingness to get in the gym, as I mentioned last night, the fact that one of the first things he did when he arrived in Phoenix for his pre-draft workout was ask our interns if he'd come down to the gym and get some work in and get some shots up. That's pretty rare, but it's obviously something we view as a major plus. So, you know, whether he gets on the court right away or not is up to him. We certainly have, you know, open roster spots in our backcourt, and you know, there's the potential to do that. But, you know, like we tell all our guys, we go into training camp and Flagstaff with an open mind. You know, we don't predetermine or prejudge really any of it. You know, we tell all our guys whoever the best players are, they're going to play. They're going to be the ones who earn the minutes over that month of October, and those will be the guys who play when the game starts, when the games start on Halloween.
Okay. Let's do a quick photo op.
Oh, wow.
You guys all stand up.
That looks good.